So, once upon a time, I recorded two episodes, one discussing the week that had passed, the weight loss, the writing, the various other things that had been going down Monday through Friday. I set this in the post. It did not appear. I looked for the file. It was nowhere to be found. I thought, ho-hum, well, I still recorded the podcast and I attempted to post it. It disappeared. Oh well, let's move on. Then, I recorded a post where I talked about cheaters and Grand Theft Auto. I talked about spending time on the weekend on projects. And I reiterated about the fact that, ho-hum, an episode didn't show up. So, I posted this. I set it to show up. It didn't. And I couldn't find the episode. I, at this time, have no idea where those two episodes are, but I am hoping, hope beyond hope, that this episode appears properly, where it's supposed to. So, technically speaking, I failed the 90-day challenge. I did not successfully post 90 episodes in 90 days. However, I did record 90 episodes in 90 days, and attempted to repost 90 episodes in 90 days, caveat, up until the current time point, which is, what, 43 episodes? Close, but not quite there. But, it is 12:36 a.m. on July 13th, 2015. This is the Hidden Node. And I have had a hell of a weekend in terms of trying to get episodes posted. I'm hoping this one shows up, especially since the first time I recorded this, it crashed Audacity about 30 seconds in. So, I am crossing fingers that this episode shows up, that we will not go an entire weekend without a post. Let's sigh. So, it's a hidden node. This is the episode for Sunday, July 12th. Moving forward. So what did I cover the last 2 days? Because I kind of want to talk about this a little bit. I mean, the project stuff I covered Friday mostly involved talking about spending more time Minecrafting all the time, writing, and kind of being annoyed with that. Unfortunately, that continued into the weekend. However, today we did have a follow-up with that with Patty. She's kind of trying to help me a little bit with getting the projects I want to work on rolling. In fact, I'm supposed to, before the next time we meet, which will be Sunday next week, kind of have a project plan in mind in terms of what goals I want to follow, what projects I want to work on. And I spent some time today really just kind of digging into that, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you today, if the stuff wants to load. It's being weird. So, there we go. Okay. So. It's still lagging. Fantastic. Nope. There we go. Okay. I just spent a couple of minutes dealing with a file jumping. Okay, so. The whole thing is absurd. The technical issues, it's just... Okay, so, current business goal, project goal, that type of thing. Development of Synergist RPG system, you guys are well-versed in that. Development of podcast tools, that's your Hidden Node Audio Journal, and the Make an RPG podcast, which should kick into gear once the Synergist RPG project gets into gear. Hopefully all that hits in August. We'll see. Development of the Redacted Audio Project. That is a script writing thing. Can't tell you what it's for yet, but it's going to be awesome. So as I'm looking at these, I'm debating on how many of them I should tell you about directly what they are, because, well, they are spoilers for the stories I want to get out there. So, because I'm sitting on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... story concepts I would really like to focus on. 9 if you count the Synergist stuff. A lot of these are projects I've been working on the last 4 years. different concepts that I've written a chapter one of, or that I wrote, started doing world building, that type of thing. And there's a lot of them. They range from a post-apocalyptic inspiration story, let's rephrase it. They range from a story that's post-apocalyptical, mix of Mega Man meets Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver specifically, a high fantasy setting that adventures to a cyberpunk era, a high fantasy setting that okay, that one's kind of cool. I'm going to save that one because there's a trick about that one, and I don't want it spoiled. There's the phased setting books, which is like the short story I have on Amazon. Another post-apocalyptic setting that's kind of Power Rangers / Voltron meets a very brutal dark storyline, because I like that type of thing. There's the Key World, which is based on the novel I wrote back in 2011. The Remora short story, which is really what I should be working on. That one also takes place in the phased universe. And then there's the Journeyman Magnificent storyline. For those of you who read my Flash fiction that I was developing back in the day, you remember the Journeyman Magnificent stories. For those of you who didn't read that stuff, Journeyman Magnificent stories were this fun little thing about a magician who basically kept messing with stuff that was a little bit more magic than he was expecting, as in it was real magic, not, you know, proper stage illusion. And he dies in every Flash fiction piece. It's fun! So, I basically have all these stories that I would like to work on. And I can't work on them all at once. So Patty is wanting to help me refocus these and find the threads on what I want to work on the most. Which I think I just answered. I think the Remora one might be best, just because it doesn't rely on a ton of world building. It's a fairly good standalone story, and I think it fits in kind of novella length, because I don't think it quite has enough to be a novel, but I know it's more than just a 10,000 word short story. So we'll see. Thinking that might be what I'm going with. That's kind of a space mythos kind of story. A lot of the dark space ones tend to be that way, the phased items. So, maybe that's answering my questions. So, okay, I just said so a couple times. Not helping. I think I'm going to leave it at that. That's kind of what I've been thinking about, is the projects, how Patty's going to be helping my projects, and, you know, whatnot. Blah. Head is explode. With that, we will continue the podcast series. Hopefully have episodes work. And get back to where we need to be. Let this not be a pattern of rapport, let this be a pattern of creation and awesome. With that, I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye!